NBC.com today.
Muammar Gaddafi vows there'll be rivers of blood as he's hanging on to his regime, but the people say, oh, no, you don't. In New Zealand, it's about resiliency as the people try to hang on in a different way after yet another earthquake within a six-month span. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, and this is where we are here on America Tonight, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. And thank you very much beyond our borders as well in Europe and other places, including New Zealand. And if you happen to be listening to us through chat or whatever means you might be hearing the show, certainly our thoughts go out to you, the people of New Zealand, in how you're banding together to help the people of Christchurch bounce back and rebound from yet another catastrophe. 65 people dead, sadly, and counting. I hope that's wrong. I hope that the number just stands there. It's still horrific. An earthquake slamming into that area at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. 6.5 on the Richter scale. You know how earthquakes roll out. There's no warning, and it's all about where you happen to be and if you can survive it. The earth just opens up and envelops things that are in the way, buildings, cars, and people. Here's a little bit of what it sounded like.
It was a really violent shake. It was really nasty.
When it struck, and it was, well, really true, it was horrendous. In the restaurant, I mean, there was a lot of young ladies in there, panic, staff panic. It was tremendous. I mean, I've been in some dangerous places, but nothing like this.
Yeah, nothing like this. It's always a shock when it happens. There's always the possibility, we know, with many things, violent storms, mudslides, fires. Earthquakes are pretty tough, though. It's that thing of the no warning. That if only there was a way that you could get a warning, some kind of warning beforehand to be able to evacuate some of the areas, but there really isn't time. It's just a question of getting, if you have that split second or if you're close to an area where you can duck and get that, the correct cover in the, you know, the door jam or jump into a bathtub or whatever. That's pretty much what you get. You don't get a lot of time. And then with the aftershocks, you know, you really don't know there either. The aftershocks were pretty big in this New Zealand town and outside of it. They can last, you know, you can get a couple in a row. They can last for up to 15 minutes. I've heard even longer sometimes. It depends. But certainly we feel for those people who are trying to put it back together and having to comb through the area. Help is already on the way. We know that, of course, the U.S. is sending contingents. The Australians are doing that. And many others around the world will do the same thing. I think lots of people will reach out and try to touch the people in that area for sure. Let's jump to something else that has people worried. I mentioned it at the top. Tripoli. Tripoli is ground zero for a different kind of rattle and roll, and it's that of a revolt. We've been seeing this and watching this across the Middle East. Tunisia was first, and then we saw what happened in Egypt, and now we have a situation in Libya. And this is the Arab world's longest-serving leader, or dictator, Muammar Gaddafi. Will his regime fall? And how many people will be slaughtered in the meantime? As he said, a bloody crackdown, in his own words, rivers of blood. So there is no doubt that the regime is cracking wide open, but with it, heads are cracking as well, rather. You've got Air Force pilots that are trying to defend some of the government buildings that have been set on fire. You have the military combing the streets in and around Tripoli, but the protesters are not backing off. They continue to push forward. They're not afraid of what's happening because they've seen what's happening to them and around them, because they've seen what has also gone on in other countries in the Middle East. So truly, this longest running dictator could be run out. How about that? And in Tunisia, you know, they're talking about elections. I think their elections are going to be in September. In Egypt, theirs will be the same time. So military operating both countries. And now what happens in Libya? Some people are concerned about Libya, if they're being honest about it, not just for what's happening and eyeballing what's going on with who steps in, does ultimately Gaddafi go, but also because of the oil question. And the oil industry is very worried that this, what they're calling unrest, dissatisfaction, unemployment, how about that? Youth who have nothing to do and no opportunities to be employed. Well, anyway, that could be your first clue that was going to be trouble in the Middle East for many of these countries. So you've got a major OPEC country squarely in the center of this thing. It sent crude oil prices raising, jumping through the roof, and also the speculation along with it about the use of emergency oil reserves that have only been used twice, just twice, in two decades. So besides Libya, they're closely watching protests in Algeria, Bahrain, Iran, and, you know, the list could probably go on a little further. I heard the Saudis are very concerned about what's happening. King Abdul keeping a close eye on everything that's happening in his own backyard. So concerns in the market arena for oil go well beyond Libya's borders. It's likely, will we see any kind of a disruption of oil from the Middle East or North Africa? Well, it continues the unrest. You would think at some point there's certainly anxieties and fears over this, but you would think it would certainly become more of a reality, because Libya is definitely, when it comes to oil, a much bigger piece of the pie by far than Egypt or Tunisia. Oil passes through the Suez Canal, we've talked about that, through Egypt, where protesters forced out Mubarak, but Egypt doesn't export oil. It doesn't export it. Tunisia, a tiny bit, just a very tiny bit, but Libya is huge. We've talked about that before. All of you certainly know that. I don't have to school you on that. But it's about 1.1 million barrels of crude a day from production of 1.6 million barrels. So it's about 17 or so ranked as far as world oil producers. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3. 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Yes, we can. I promise you. Or at least we're trying anyway. I think we all have a little bit of fuzzy math in us, don't we? All right, let me tell you about 3D. You know about 3D? Last time I went to the movie theater, I noticed that they were selling 3D glasses. Oh, yes, you can buy your own 3D glasses. So you never have to use the cheap plastic ones again that you throw into the bin when the movie is over. I'm thinking, but you know what? I'm sure there's kids that have their own 3D glasses, because why? Every movie they see is now going to be in 3D. But this is one of the strangest, I think. It's one of the strangest I've heard yet. Remember the director Baz Luhrmann? I'm trying to think of the movie that he did with Nicole Kidman. Oh, he did that giant musical movie that she did. I can't think of it off the top of my head. Anyway, he's going to reshoot The Great Gatsby in 3D. Yeah, I guess he wants to do it. He wants to shoot it in Sydney, Australia. And Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be Jay Gatsby in it. Tobey Maguire, Nick Carraway, and Carey Mulligan will be Daisy Buchanan. And you'll get to see it in 3D. How do you think that, I don't know, how do you think that movie would look in 3D? I don't know. I get the I don't want to say cartoons, I get the animation. But I don't know how I feel about seeing The Great Gatsby in 3D. It just seems odd to me. All right, just for grins, I'm throwing this in here since we're on a quick Hollywood minute. You know, I don't care so much about that. But Jessica Simpson, you know Jessica Simpson, right? Does everyone know Jessica Simpson? poor girl's usually in some kind of controversy, whether she thinks that chicken of the sea is really chicken in a can, or she had the mom gene controversy, or she was at one point dating Tony Romo, the quarterback of the Cowboys, and people thought she was a jinx. He can't pin that on her. His problems. That's long gone, though. Those are old things. Listen, this girl, not for nothing, is walking away with some serious do-re-mi. I happened to catch this the other day in one of the New York papers. I'm sure it's reported all over the place. But you know what she's worth? $750 million. $750 million. And you know why? That's sales from her fashion stuff. Clothes, shoes, dresses, coats, all that kind of deal. I mean, she's going to hit the $1 billion mark, no doubt about it. $750 million. I had no idea that she was worth that much money. It just goes to show you, I don't pay attention to celebrities and that kind of stuff too much. Although I will admit to the occasional guilty pleasure of when I'm half asleep on the couch somewhere and TMZ comes on. I don't really flick the channel because I find it like mildly amusing, I guess. But, wow. You know, who cares about the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys if she was pulling in that kind of loot? I don't think she's too worried about it. And she is, by the way, I believe, engaged to some other ex-athlete. I think so, anyway. I think she is. All right, let's go on to another We Can Count. It is all about the numbers, after all. And you'd be surprised how many stories begin and end and somewhere in between have some significance or relevance to some kind of a number. This is a pretty significant one that makes us all kind of pause. Do you ever think of the big picture? You know, like when you're in your 20s, you're not so much worried. You're not saying, oh, I'm thinking, you know, when I retire, I've got to do this, this, and this, and this is where I want to be. You're not thinking about that. You're invincible. But then you see statistics like this one. 1 in 9 people aged 45 to 54 is hearing impaired. But it kind of makes sense because of concerts and iPods. How many of you bop around with the iPod and you're cranking it? You know, you're cranking your tunes. And I think that that's part of it. It's got to be because of all the earbuds. So that's middle-aged adults. And what they're saying is the researchers tested hearing in about 2,800 people between the ages of 21 to 84. Now, that's a large range. 1 in 7 had some degree of hearing loss, and that's expected. But almost all of those older than 80, about 90% had lost some hearing, but the rate had already reached 1 in 9 in the 45 to 54-year-old category. Wow, what a high number that is, I think, anyway. And doctors typically don't do any kind of screening for middle-aged adults for hearing loss, but they're talking about maybe having to do that they might recommend testing hearing because the rates are so high. And with the hearing, one of the things that the researchers are saying and some of the doctors are saying is you got to maintain your cardiovascular health because that helps protect your ears as you age and, you know, your overall health. But I think that there's more to that. I think part of the problem is the fact that we all use the earbuds and pop the music up so loud that eventually it, I mean, yeah, you're not thinking about that in your 20s, but you just keep on doing that damage and cranking the stuff loud. I mean, I'm sure all of you could relate to what I'm saying. I've been on the plane next to people where they had the music turned up so loud And that's cool if they want to do that, but I can hear, you can hear it. You can hear the music coming out of their ears. So, wow. If that's what I'm hearing, what are they hearing? they're not hearing anyone speak around them, that's for sure. Oof. All right, this is a big one for We Can Count. You know, I'm all about the sports thing, and we're going to squeeze in a sports shorts here. Carmelo Anthony traded to the Knicks. This conversation has been going on for a while, and it's a three-team deal with Minnesota part of it. It's interesting, especially the money side of it and who's getting paid what. Like, for example, the Warriors are thrown in here, and the Warriors' 2013 second-round pick and $3 million in cash is part of the deal. Anthony goes to New York, Chauncey Billups, Sheldon Williams, Anthony Carter, Balkman goes, Corey Brewer from the Timberwolves, Minnesota gets Anthony Randolph and Eddie Curry, the expiring contracts from the Knicks. So, boy, the trade is pretty much confirmed by everyone, so we know that that's a done deal. And it was inevitable, I guess, that this was going to happen. But the East must be beefing up, and the Knicks certainly had their eyes on Melo for a while now. Wow. You know what, Matt? I know you're like me. You're not so much into the hoop thing anymore because you don't like the way pro basketball is gone. But that's a pretty big deal. Just them getting Carmelo Anthony, I think, to the Knicks is a pretty big deal for them. I think that boosts some of the excitement for New Yorkers.
It does, but it also displays what is completely wrong with the NBA, and that is all these bit players who aren't really going to help Denver that much are getting traded for a superstar, and now Denver is going to go down, I feel like. They get the draft picks, and maybe that'll help, and they got, who is it, Gallinari?
Yeah.
He's a pretty decent player, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe there's a little hope. But then also the Timberwolves are thrown into this deal to take on expiring contracts for, Eddie Curry. And they're just going to waive him and collect the money. And that's what's wrong with the NBA. They got to figure out something with these contracts.
Yeah,
they're
you're right.
Players who don't play for the teams getting traded.
Right. Isn't that crazy? You're right. They get the expiring contract, Curry's contract. Crazy, no doubt about it. And Denver gets Wilson Chandler, Raymond Felton also in that deal. Wow. Yeah? That's why we don't watch that NBA. Stay with us.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in Nature's Supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
In the so-called freedom, somebody somewhere, somebody, please won't you give a dime?
We're going to re-rack the headers, if you will, and mix in a little news you can abuse and some birthdays. But right now on ATN, let's turn to something a little bit different. Some startling factoids that I uncovered today in my travels. Check this out. I was part of this project called Core Clarity. And you know that they do these personality tests and whatever. So I was part of this personality group, and they had some interesting information that I thought I would share. Not about personalities so much, but U.S. workers and productivity. Check this out. Would you be surprised to learn that 19 to 20% of U.S. workers are actively disengaged, disengaged, and 54 to 55%, the majority are just unengaged. They're unengaged with work. So pretty much, and then the rest are engaged. So pretty much, most people really don't aren't plugged into their gigs. And you start to think about this. Well, what what is it? Is it dissatisfaction with their job and they don't have the passion for it? Is it that they don't feel like they're getting recognition? They're not getting the attaboy, the pats on the back? You know, what it is that makes people, I think, thrive? Or is it just that people are weary? They're weary of the lack of loyalty, that kind of thing, that, you know, they feel disenfranchised because there's nowhere to climb, there's no brass ring, so to speak, there's no gold watch, really, at the end of the rainbow anymore, and very few careers. Because of what's happening in Wisconsin, the one thing that you take note of, and what we're seeing across the country with the slashes in education because the budgets can't take it, therefore you're going to have lots of teachers who are unemployed and probably won't be able to get those jobs back unless they get a job someplace else. And that's tough, too, because now it's not like you can necessarily move somewhere unless you have an inn and the school's private or the funds are there. It's one of the states where they're not really cutting the funds, because most of these school districts might not be hiring back. It used to be that that was that secure job. There's people that thrive on chaos or imbalance or risk, that whole risk thing. And then there is the chunk of people who just want their little slice. They just want security. They just want a job that they know that they're a worker. They just want that job that they know is going to be there, that they can pay the bills and put some away to have some brew with the boys and have that 2-week vacation, whatever it is. But it's those jobs don't exist as much anymore. And I think that that's what those numbers show, that that's part of the thing. That's part of the problem. And also the melding of people and throwing people together and not realizing the different personality types. That's where the personality would come into play. So that's what I think of when I see the people in Madison, the thousands protesting the anti-union bill. They know that this is the end. It's like that song, "This is the end." I can't do it. I'm a crappy singer. But the Doors, you know what I'm talking about. And the ultimately looking ahead and realizing, wow, it used to be, I could plan. I knew what was going to happen. And now even in education, forget about it. That's not a layup anymore. It's not necessarily a place that's going to guarantee you a job if you go through the schooling and land in that spot. You know, in a different way, it's what we saw, the erosion of some professions when 9/11 happened, because people got shook up and things changed. And in the airline industry, there were pilot jobs, and that was another one of those professions where, you know, you put in all this time, you get the flight hours, you pay all this money, or you go to a specific school for it, or you were a military guy and then you wanted to become a commercial pilot. And a lot of that crumbled because pilots got less and the airlines lost money and, you know, the dominoes fell, I guess is what I'm getting at. And we're seeing more dominoes falling every single day. And it's the people that are going to be engaged, I think, are the people that are going to create some of their own opportunities. Anymore, pretty much you've got to be able to create your own opportunities, I believe. All right, you know that I'm a big fan of some of the things that NASA does. Unfortunately, because of some blunders on a couple of projects, they just paint a bigger bullseye, I believe, on their backs. But at Cape Canaveral, this isn't about bullseyes on backs or any of that. They have grounded the space shuttle fleet, in case you didn't notice. It's been 4 months. Do you believe it? It seemed like when I was coming on, I'd be talking about, okay, it's almost the end of the Endeavor and Discovery and whatever. And then 4 months because there was problems with launches. So Discovery is going to take off Thursday afternoon, and they say the chances are pretty good that the weather is going to hold up for them. Remember, they tried to launch it in early November, but they never got past the fueling phase, basically. A hydrogen gas leak kind of gunked up the works. Then they had a bigger problem, cracks in the external fuel tank. Boy, I wouldn't want to be in space and hear that. Or I wouldn't want to be going into space and hear that. Although I suppose you have to be a different breed to want to go up into a shuttle and to go and explore and hopefully re-enter the Earth's atmosphere in one piece. But the shuttle team, they're calling it Overdrive. That's what they did to fix everything. And Discovery has really been a big shuttle for so many different NASA tests. So this is pretty historic. The flight happens on Thursday, and then that's it. Then Discovery is retired, and everything is fixed. All the cracking problems, all that stuff. There's going to be six people. It's a six-person crew. And they had to replace the spacewalker, the guy that was going to walk in space. How sad is that? The guy's name is Timothy Chopra, and he had to be replaced because he was hurt in a bike crash. So they replaced him with another guy, who then gets the opportunity. And Discovery has spent more time in the waiting periods, awaiting liftoff in what they call the vehicle assembly building at the pad, and more time than one other shuttle mission. And you know which one that was? Columbia set the record waiting at bay for 183 days in 1990. So if Discovery takes off on Thursday, it comes in, and check this out, 170 days. It's an 11-day mission. Poof, it's done. Discovery retires, and then what's left of Discovery is sent to a museum. It's probably going to be the Smithsonian. It's the oldest of the space shuttles, of all the surviving space shuttles. And then there's only two other shuttle flights that remain. The Endeavour will happen in April, and the Atlantis is set to go at the end of June. And then who knows what happens? I mean, who knows what's next? What's fascinating to me is to think when I think of the Discovery, especially because I can remember being on the air and talking about several things related to the Discovery. Especially remember the Hubble Space Telescope. That was a long time ago when that sucker went into space. And then John Glenn, people forget about that, but John Glenn went back into orbit in 98. So, and picked up a couple of other missions after the Challenger and the Columbia tragedies happened. Discovery was up 143 million miles in space. And now in this next journey, 4.5 million miles. That's a lot of frequent flyer miles, huh? Wonder what the astronauts get when they come down. Pick your piece of the Discovery and lock it away somewhere. We don't want to see that on eBay. Coming up on the flip side, we've got, birthdays, news you can abuse, and a few other things.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Some levity on this show to be certain, and we're going to go to some news you can abuse here in just a second. This means some ridiculous things that have happened every day all over the place, and we're going to take you to Connecticut. We're going to take you to Boone, North Carolina. That's all the hints I'm giving you. But before we do that, just quickly to re-rack some of the headers in case you missed it. I don't want to be remiss there. If you just locked and loaded into America tonight, here's the scoop, folks. Muammar Gaddafi, is he going to be gone? Is that it for his long reign as the leader of Libya? And the answer is, he says, he is going to stay there and vows that there's going to be rivers of blood. And, yes, people have died, more than 65. Tripoli is on fire. There are government buildings and whatnot that are set ablaze, as the headlines will read, ablaze. And it's the same thing. You have young people who are disenfranchised who are saying, screw it. We've seen what happened in Tunisia. We've seen what happened in Egypt. And we're just going to go for it. And that's exactly what they're doing. But this is the first time with Libya, 17 on the oil list. Yep, they pumped the stuff out. So what does this do? It has OPEC a little bit shaky. They're a little bit worried, talking about reserves and all that sort of stuff. And then we saw crude oil pops up. That's what happens on the New York Mercantile Exchange when people get skittish about where's the oil coming from, what's going to happen. You sound the alarm bells off, right? So Muammar Gaddafi speaks to the people in his state-run television network and tries to alleviate the fears, but apparently didn't do much of much of a good job at that, because they're determined to continue to push in Tripoli and in other places, the second biggest city. Pretty much the protesters have taken over. And at Tripoli, it looks like it's the same thing is starting to happen. How about that? In the meantime, sadly, in Christchurch, New Zealand, 65 people is what the number is said to be of those who were killed at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or afterwards on Monday when an earthquake struck that area. And it's the second earthquake they've had to weather in 6 months. So just as things were starting to come around again, they get all shook up once more. It's a very, from the pictures I can see, very pretty area, sad thing to see. This is radio, but you know what happens in an earthquake. Boom, the earth opens up, buildings crumble, and that's what's happened there, and people in the wrong spots got caught in the middle of it, sadly. And I'm sure there's lots of aid. From what I understand, the United States has already reached out, and Japan has, and the Australians have, and other European countries also are promising aid or help or whatever to the folks that are there in New Zealand without a home now and just walking around in a daze. I call it the walking wounded, because you have to deal with the reality, but when you lose someone and then also lose your bearings and lose everything but the clothes on your back, boy, that's got to be something I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy, I'll tell you. Oof, really, really wouldn't. All right, now another quick fact is in the re-rack here, we've been talking about the whole Wisconsin deal and what's going to happen over the collective bargaining rights. Does the governor win this battle with the union folks? Really, the teachers are the ones that have been marching or protesting with signs in the Capitol up to maybe 90,000. And Tuesday, is there any kind of a quorum that happens? Is somebody on the Democratic side jump over with the Republicans? And does the governor get the money back that he wants? In other words, they have an increase in the dues and what they have to pay and paying their pensions and whatnot. There's collective bargaining rights. Well, what's interesting quickly to mention is the Rasmussen poll showed that about half, or pretty much almost half of the U.S. is backing the Wisconsin governor. So Governor Scott Walker's showdown with the unionized public employees in his state, what people across America are saying in just this survey, 48% of likely U.S. voters agree with the Republican governor in his dispute and how he's handling that with the union workers. 38% agree with the unionized public employees. 14 are undecided. And the problem is the same that we're hearing in so many other places, the budget woes, the deficit. And the governor says to eliminate collective bargaining for public employees, including teachers on everything but wage issues, would save a whole lot of money and could save jobs that ultimately would be lost. All right, quickly, let's go to some news you could abuse. And New Britain, Connecticut, I think people are tired of the winter. They're complaining in the Northeast. So what they're saying is, why not drown your sorrows in some yellow snow soda? It's from a group called Avery Beverages in New Britain. And they say, don't worry, it's not made with that kind of yellow snow. They say it's very tasty. It is a combination of lemon and pineapple flavors. So I don't know that I could drink that. I don't know, might be good. The idea is very clever. And also this from Boone, North Carolina. They call it a BA degree, beer appreciation. Officials at Appalachian State University are trying to get state and federal permits to sell beer It's a result of an honors class in beer brewing at North Carolina's school. ASU hopes to create its own brand called Ivory Tower Brewery, and one of the local newspapers is reporting that the school also wants to develop a major in the process in fermentation sciences that would cover wine and beer making. Oh, I want to go back to school. That sounds so good. All right, quickly. Sorry about this. I didn't know he was hanging there. It's my fault. My eyesight, I'm telling you. Daniel in Minnesota. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, good night. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. I was listening to a couple things you said. I just wondered if I could comment. It would be great.
Sure, go for it.
I'm not a smoker either, but I was thinking about all the different things that are going along with this, and it kind of reminds me of a thing we did back in the 30s called Prohibition, where we said, all this is going to be wiped out. It's illegal to drink. And as soon as I said it, it went to underground bathtubs in, or guys going blind because they're drinking alcohol out of a mouthwash bottle or something.
Right.
It's the user that we should target first before we enter the project, or excuse me, the thing they use. We should look at the patient, not the drug, because if we just look at the drug and its control, the patients or the people are still there and they still will seek it out. And
right.
So it's kind of a it's a losing process. If we don't go by it that way, it's kind of a losing battle.
Sure.
The same way that, obviously not to the extreme, but when people protest and riot like that, there are differences in differences in the people and from the government. And when I watch that, it reminds me that we too have those privileges, but we don't have guys with golf clubs and camels coming in and wiping us down. We have a right to assemble and a right to live peaceful lives. And we also have a right of due process. So when we abide by the laws, we should also, we can still abide by the laws, but still be separate and provide an area for smokers without trying to eliminate it totally, because like that prohibition didn't work. And they could come up with a lot of different things that might hurt them if the cigarettes are illegal.
Yeah, boy, you know what? You make a good point. If cigarettes are illegal, imagine. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And I'm not a smoker either, Daniel. That's what I was saying. But sure, have this. Why not have the separate place? That's the path that we were going down anyway. Daniel, thanks. Appreciate the phone call, and thank you for hanging. Quickly, a couple of birthdays. Drew Barrymore, 36 years old. He was just a little kid in E.T. Jerry Ryan, 43. Vijay Singh, 48. Dr. J, 61. Happy birthday if you're celebrating a birthday.